isn't it kind of the venue or the bar's responsibility to create a clientele as well? Isn't it their responsibility to bring in customers for people to go to? I mean, wouldn't you kind of agree to that or disagree? I mean, it.
Well, you know, obviously the answer is yes, right? I mean, you shouldn't.
I posted that just to get the yes because just, yes. Just to, no, yeah. But anyway, yeah. Go ahead. What's your thoughts on that?
So, I think that this discussion, where sometimes it turns into a problem area as a discussion, sometimes between venues and bands, is that it, when it does become a discussion, it can easily lack nuance. There is due diligence that there's due diligence for everybody, right?
Right.
I mean, just like you said, there's the due diligence and promotion for the band,
mm-hmm.
and there's due diligence on the part of the venue to have a space that's inviting, just as you said. The reason, though, why I put that bit in about there's sometimes a lack of nuance is it goes back into what I mentioned a little while ago, which is that at some point the general public decides what you are. The general public says, you know,
this is a venue.
This is a music venue that happens to serve alcohol, or this is a hangout where there happens to be music. And the thing is that once I believe strongly, I might be wrong, but I believe strongly that once the general public has made that decision,
mm-hmm.
it is incredibly difficult, if not impossible, to change that decision.
Do you think that's local, or do you think that's a Utah thing, or do you think that could be potentially a wider spread kind of mentality because of the culture?
my guess is that there are sort of general factors that probably drive that everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that also, you know, in more music-oriented cities, I'm betting, say, in Nashville, or, for instance, in places where there isn't a lot to do, where there aren't a lot of services,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to see more people doing the hangout thing because it is an alternative source of entertainment.
Right.
But for those of us out here who, you know, we have a lot of sources, we have, you know, fast enough internet, that kind of thing, just like you said about the going to buy one pair of underwear,
mm-hmm.
is that people are laser focused. They they say, I want to see this band, so they look for that band. And so what happens is that, so we get into that fight about you need to promote more. No, you need to promote more. No, you need to promote more.
Sure.
What I say to that, and not saying that directly to you, but sort of to the scene in general,
yeah, absolutely.
Is that I say, I understand, but we need to stop. Because the reality is that when people are that laser focused, it doesn't matter who is promoting for 40, 60, 80 hours a week.
Sure.
They're not listening.
Right.
Promotion is for the people. This, and I'm getting into kind of sounding dogmatic. Again, let me put in the disclaimer. This is what I think. I may be wrong.
Mm.
Promotion is for the people who want to listen to you. It is not for the people who are disinterested.